Few politicians like to discuss raising taxes, but Nashville leaders are considering doing just that. After a couple of tight budgets, some are calling for an increase to the property tax. So WPLN asked the four leading candidates for mayor whether they'd be willing to raise the property tax once elected. Tony Gonzalez reports.
To many Metro observers, a higher property tax feels unavoidable. That the city misstepped a few years ago by not raising it and has been tight on cash ever since. Nashville's rate is lower than Tennessee's other biggest cities. So most of the leading candidates are delicately leaving the door open to a property tax increase at some point later on.
No one should say they will never raise taxes.
This is at-large Councilman John Cooper.
Because you don't know what the economy is. But before you raise taxes, you do have to make people feel good about where their tax money is going right now.
Cooper doesn't think the public is very trusting at the moment. His other instinct is to look for money elsewhere. He'd like Metro to take from the surplus that the Music City Center has, although there are legal questions about that. For 2 years in a row, sitting Mayor David Briley has been pressured to increase the tax by city employees, teachers, and firefighters, but he's opposed that move so far.
Next year, we would look at the revenue growth to see if it was sufficient to meet the needs of the city and then make a decision at that point.
I'm not committed to raising property taxes. In fact, I hope that property taxes are never raised.
And this is Carol Swain, the one most clearly against a tax hike.
It's too easy for Metro to raise property taxes and then waste the money.
Swain says she'd shrink some Metro departments and wants to sell off city properties, although the Metro Council passed rules against that last year, calling it a short-sighted way to balance a budget. State Representative John Ray Clemens says he'd also look for other revenue sources first, but that a tax increase has to be on the table.
To promise not to address the property tax rate in Nashville, I think, is fiscally irresponsible and impractical. Though it may be politically convenient or safe, I refuse to do that.
One luxury the candidates have is that the Metro Council is debating a property tax increase now, so it could be sorted out well before the polls open. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.